Good morning, church. If you could stand with me this morning as we begin our service. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Please bow with me. Dear Lord, we're so thankful to be able to gather together today, to be able to focus on you, to be able to worship together, to fellowship together. And we pray for all those that are sick, Lord. We pray for all those that are traveling. We pray that you watch over all of our family, all of our friends. We pray that you watch over the world as we see it today, Lord, with wars and trials, tribulations that we're facing in our country. We pray that you watch over us, that you guide us, and that we fix our eyes on you. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised?
So shall I be saved from my enemies. You know the Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised?
Who is worthy to be praised?
So shall I be saved from my enemies.
Be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord. Please remain standing. Very quickly, I just want to make a quick announcement. On Wednesdays, we have the Women's Bible Studies. It's from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., room 17. If you haven't had a chance to join us, please, it is a wonderful time of worship. I don't know personally, but I hear it's great. And then additionally, we have the men's ministry that meets Monday nights at 6:30 here at the church building as well. How do you explain? How do you describe a love that flows from east to west and runs as deep as it is wide? You know all our hopes, Lord, you know all our fears, and words cannot express the love we feel, but we long for you to hear. So listen to our hearts, hear our spirits sing, a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts. If words could fall like rain from these lips of mine, and if I had 1,000 years, Lord, I would still run out of time. If you listen to my heart, every beat would say, thank you for the life, thank you for the truth, thank you for the way. So listen to our hearts, hear our spirits sing a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts. You may be seated. As we prepare for communion, I want us to really focus on what his message is, what that communion actually means to us. We gather here in Jesus' name. His love is burning in our hearts like living flame. For through the loving Son, the Father makes us one. Come take the bread, come drink the wine, come share the Lord. No one is a stranger here. Everyone belongs. Finding our forgiveness here, we in turn forgive all wrongs. He joins us here. He breaks the bread. The Lord who pours the cup is risen from the dead. The one we love the most is now our gracious host. Come take the bread, come drink the wine, come share the Lord. We are now a family of which the Lord is head. Though unseen, he meets us here in the breaking of the bread. We'll gather soon where angels sing. We'll see the glory of our Lord and coming King. Now we anticipate the feast for which we wait. Come take the bread, come drink the wine, come share the Lord. Come take the bread, come drink the wine, come share the Lord.
I love that song. Thank you, Alex, for leading us in that. Just a brief thought as we do prepare to remember Jesus and in his crucifixion and his resurrection this morning. You know, the Bible, I don't know if anybody else has ever noticed this before, but I find in the Bible sometimes numerous understatements, little phrases that you don't realize how much is said in just a very few words. And for instance, the thing that we are commemorating, I guess, this morning, as we do every Sunday morning, Jesus' resurrection. You know, there's, I was just trying to find it and looking it up real quick. It's hard to find because it's one little phrase. The whole story of Jesus' resurrection, or his crucifixion and resurrection, in Luke 23, in half a verse, Luke 23, verse 33, it just says simply, "And when they came to the place that was called the Skull, there they crucified him." And it talks a little bit more about what's going on. But, you know, we've had several lessons. Steve has brought us several lessons about the whole Passion of the Christ and what that story is all about. But it's an understatement. You know, there they crucified him. And in those few words, all of humanity is bound up in that. The hope of humanity is bound up in the fact that Jesus died for us. He was crucified. That's how he was sacrificed. But he was our sacrifice. There they crucified him. I was thinking that wasn't the one I wanted to really focus on this morning, but that's an example of how the Bible is like the master of the understatement. There's another passage that I think about often when we're at this point in our worship service. Another passage, another simple verse, this one's Matthew 26, verse 30. And it says there, "And when they'd sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives." And, you know, I think it's so meaningful, and we do that. So we've sung a hymn, we've sung several hymns. We've sung a hymn, and we go to this place in our minds then. We don't physically go out to the Mount of Olives, and there's a whole other story beyond that, the whole story of the betrayal and the trial and the mockery of a trial and then the scourging and carrying his own cross. But I think about that verse. They sung a hymn. And then they went on to do what had to happen. And it ultimately ended in the verse that didn't end there. Thank God that it doesn't end there, that it, but the sacrifice was made there. And that's what we think about. That's where our mind goes as we come to this point in our worship service, to where Jesus, by design, not by accident, not because it was out of his hands or out of his control, but it was by God's plan and by God's design that this had to happen. And we're thankful for a Savior that was willing to say another one of these understatements, not my will but thine be done. And he was willing to make that sacrifice for us. That's our Savior. And that is the turning point in human history, was when that happened. And why we, every Sunday, why we stop, pause for a few moments and reflect back on what happened in those few hours of time in human history. So we're going to take these emblems that Jesus instituted that night before they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. We have the bread, which represents his body. And he said that as we partake of this, we remember his body. This would be his body that would be hung on the cross. And then we'll also take of the cup that will remind us of his blood that is shed for us. So as we think about these things, does anybody need the communion emblems this morning? Okay. Let's bow as we give thanks for the bread. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Father, we're thankful that it is the first day of the week, and we're thankful that on the first day of the week, one of the very first things we do as we begin our week is we get together and we pray and we sing hymns. And we pause at this time of worship service and we think about your son and the sacrifice that he made and the body that was hung on the cross for our sake so that our sins could be forgiven. We're thankful for these emblems, this bread that represents his body. Help us to think on him as we partake of it. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Let's pray again as we give thanks for the cup. Heavenly Father, we continue our prayer of thanks. Thank you for your son. Thank you for his sacrifice. And thank you for your plan of salvation. Father, we're thankful for the grape juice, the fruit of the vine that reminds us of his blood that was shed for us. And we're thankful for the cleansing power of his blood. You know how much we need it. And we come confessing to you how much we need that cleansing power and repenting of our past sins and our commitment to do better as we go forward. Thank you again so much for your son, Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. And I want to offer prayer at this time, too, for our blessings and for God to bless our offering. He's certainly blessed us with so much, and we have so much to be thankful for. So let's reflect on that. We do have different ways of making our offering. There's always a tray on the table in the back. We don't pass the tray around anymore like we used to, but there is a tray on the table in the back that on the way in, you can make your offering there. There are ways to do online giving too. If you have any interest in that, you might see one of our elders or deacons about that, and they can give you some help with that as well. Let's pray once more. Heavenly Father, again, we come to you in prayer, thanking you for this day again, and for all the things that, as we reflect on our blessings this day, for all the things we're thankful for. You blessed us in so many ways. Certainly you've blessed us through the gift of your son, but so many ways throughout our lives, Father, we have so much to be thankful for. Our lives have been truly bountifully blessed, and Father, as we reflect on that, help us to consider how we can give back to you and how much we want to give back to you and what we're able to do, and help us to realize, Father, that everything you've given us is still yours. It's ours to use. Help us to use it wisely. And help us to give cheerfully as we give back to you. Thank you again for all your blessings. And again, we thank you especially for Jesus. It's his name we pray. Amen.
All right, kiddos. It's that time to go to Sunday school. If everyone can stand and sing with me, we'll go ahead and sing them out here. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in. Nothing compares to the promise I have in. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. You may be seated.
Good morning, church. How are y'all doing today? Fantastic. So Steve is out with COVID. I don't know if everyone knows that, but Steve Kinney has COVID. He fell ill with symptoms this past week. And so whenever that occurred, the elders were like, hey, Carson, do you mind speaking or giving a sermon? And I gave it 5 minutes and realized y'all don't want to hear me give a sermon. And so we're actually going to be showing a video of a sermon that was given about a month ago by someone that I grew up as my preacher. I think that's kind of special. But whenever we travel, Sarah and I travel, she always listens to medical podcasts that are so boring and psychiatric podcasts that are even more boring. But whenever I travel, I also do boring stuff. I listen to dental podcasts, yes, but also this guy's sermons. And so this is someone I've been keeping up with over the years, listening to his sermons. But I started attending the Hills Church back in 2005 or so. To give you all a frame of reference, I was 15, so yeah. But those were the formative years of my life. And so I grew up with someone who has such a talent, such a skill, and such a blessed mouth for giving a sermon. His name is Rick Atchley, and I hope you are blessed as much as I have been in my life.
At this time, we will sing our song of invitation, and then after, close out in a prayer. If anyone needs to respond, and when I say needs to respond, I mean take on our Lord and Savior. our God is waiting. He's waiting to bless you. He loves you. So if that is, you know, within baptism, if you are struggling, if you need prayers, if you need support, we love you. We are with you. You can come up or talk to an elder or a deacon, and we are there for you. We are your brothers and sisters. Now, if you can please stand with me. I'm going to preface this song by saying, I'm going to start with the bass. I'm going to sing each part. Carson's going to support me here and sing the bass for everyone. But just so you know, it is a sandwich song. So at some point, the song will change and then it will go back. It's going to be a fun experience. So join with me.
God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven with wisdom,
with power, and wisdom. Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven with wisdom,
with power, and love.
Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is awesome.
He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Please bow with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the ability for us to come together as one body with one Christ Lord. Thank you for giving the blessing of all the people here. Thank you for giving the blessings for those that are unable to be here. We pray for John Schumann. Pray for all those that are sick, all those that are hurting, all those that are bound in their houses, Lord. We pray for them. We pray for the least of these. Let the sermon that was given today enter our hearts so that we can bless those throughout the week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please go with God.